On February 14, 1912, President William Howard Taft signed Arizona into the Union. It became the last of the contiguous U.S. states admitted. Did you know Arizona was a territory for 49 years before it became a state?
There was discussion as early as 1850 to gain statehood, unsuccessful efforts. Really from that point on, but it's at the late 19th century, early 20th century that the efforts really begin to pick up steam.
John Southard is an Arizona historian.
But there is concern of the kind of the desolation of Arizona, the question of whether or not it's viable as a state. Questions of population, questions of water.
Southard says at the turn of the 20th century, the U.S. House of Representatives mainly consisted of members from eastern and midwestern states. So they set out on a somewhat fact-finding mission. What they discovered didn't excite them.
There are stories of them not even wanting to step off the train, instead just wanting to head directly to Southern California because they looked out, they saw desolation, they saw what they perceived to be nothing of value.
So a new proposal was introduced to make New Mexico and Arizona one state. New Mexico was all for it. Arizona, not so much.
There was a great deal of hesitation because they didn't want to associate with the Hispanic culture and people of New Mexico. There was fear that this would be a very negative development for the people of Arizona.
That's when Arizonans took a page from progressive states' constitutions that included initiative, referendum, and recall.
President Taft was very much opposed to the idea of recalling judges. There were concerns about whether that would affect the impartiality of judges, if that would introduce political whims into the retention of judges.
Despite Congress's approval, President Taft rejected it and stopped Arizona from becoming a state unless it removed from its constitution the provision of voting out judges. And it did. President Taft then signed Arizona into statehood.
In typical Arizona fashion, the provision was removed, statehood was granted, and then in the immediately following the election, the provision was reinserted into the state constitution.
According to the state's centennial website, planners hoped President Taft would sign the statehood papers on Lincoln's birthday, February 12th. But Taft was out of town. The 13th was considered bad luck, so the signing was pushed back to February 14th. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.